C-minus 65. Denver International Airport, Denver, Colorado. The members of the public the trio passed on their way to Timo's plane were, as usual, universally friendly and largely respectful of their personal space. Dan held a large bar of Timo's favorite American chocolate in his hand, a gift he had almost left behind in the car. He quickly caught up with Emma and Clark after returning to get it, and they walked the rest of the way together. Timo rose from a comfortable seat in his jet, smiling warmly to greet them. Dan took one look around the interior, plush but still surprisingly small, and was immediately transported back to the last time he had seen it, on the journey home from Italy during which he had looked down from above the clouds while President Slater delivered capital D disclosure with the four words he had been longing to hear for as long as he could remember. We are not alone. Nostalgia was perhaps an insufficiently strong word to describe the painful ache Dan felt when he thought back to the honest simplicity of such times, when all he had been doing was trying to get the truth out. Since then, the truth had turned out to be a lie, which turned out to come true, partially at least, and the weight of the secret Dan had selflessly kept for so long had changed him in ways he didn't like to think about. Lying still didn't come easily to him, but hiding the truth had become troublingly natural. While others, like Tara, could innocently laugh and joke about how good they were at keeping admittedly less explosive secrets, Dan could barely look at himself in the mirror. For 22 years, Dan McCarthy had seen truth and lies as polar opposites, black and white, with nothing in between. But for the past year, he had tried to make the best of life in the purgatorial gray zone where secrets were kept for the greater good. Emma reclined in her own spacious seat after saying quick goodbyes to Dan and Clark, telling them that she couldn't do the longer kind without running the risk of ruining her makeup.
Just remember that planes are safer than cars and that Timo has the best pilots money can buy, Clark said, paying more heed to Emma's long-held fear of flying than he had in the past.
Emma, facing them from her seat, forced a genuine smile at Clark through her unease and waved slowly at Dan. Timo sat down, ready to depart. Dan then breathed the deepest breath of his life and walked over to Timo's seat.
I wanted to give you this, he said, handing Timo the bar of chocolate.
How thoughtful, Timo said. His smile then morphed into a look of mild confusion as he felt something stuck to the underside of the bar. Dan hurried to the exit, pushing Clark aside and stopping only briefly to look at Emma.
I'm sorry, he said, blurting it out. But this truth will help him, and if Godfrey really is covering something up, then Timo's the only person in the world who can help us.
Emma's mouth fell open. He wouldn't, she muttered to Clark, with Dan now already halfway down the plane's stairs. She unbuckled her seatbelt, but Clark silently held out a hand to tell her it was wiser to stay put. Beyond intrigued, Timo turned his chocolate bar over and untaped the small piece of paper that was stuck to it. A note.
I'm going to kill him, Clark grunted. He pointed firmly at Emma's seatbelt, telling her to put it back on. Emma, I wish you didn't have to deal with this, but you do. I'll deal with Dan.
Catch him, she said with a rushed nod, permitting Clark to bail out. For the next few seconds, she held on to a faint hope that Dan hadn't just put her in the worst position of her life, a faint hope that he knew better than to do this, and a faint hope that even if he was going to do it, he cared about her too much to do it like this. Those hopes, faint as they were instantly and simultaneously shattered when Timo looked up from the note after reading its several lines of hastily scrawled text. The last time Emma had been on Timo's plane, President Slater had spoken four words that changed the world forever. And now, with a look of absolute bewilderment that left no room for anger, Timo Fiori disbelievingly uttered four others, which held just as much power.
It was a hoax?